All right, all the way in the bottom of Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. L'kulam nasan l'ish chalifais malais, l'binyamin nasan chamesh chalifais. This is talking about the story with Yosef and the Shvatim. I'm going to get into that a little bit. So Yosef gave everybody some changes of clothing, and he gave Binyamin 5. So the Gemara asks, Efshe davashon etzdar by Yosef tzadik, ye kashal boy? The same thing that Yosef, that caused Yosef's tzar, you know, it caused the sinah that Yaakov was, you know, being nicer and more generous, or, you know, gave special gifts to Yosef over the other brothers, and that's what caused the whole jealousy and the chira and everything. That's what he's going to go and make the same mistake now, like giving Binyamin 5, everybody else 1. So because the extra weight of 2 slime of the fabric that Yosef, that Yaakov gave more to Yosef, because of that, just because of those 2 extra slime worth of the clothing that he gave to Yosef, that's why we ended up having to go down to Mitzrayim. Amar Binyamin bar Yosef is remez romaz loy. He was giving him a remez. She'asad ben lotzeis mimenu she'yatzel mufnei ha'melech b'chamit she'levushei malchus. He was giving Binyamin a sign that he's going to have a son who is going to be walking around with 5 levushei malchus. She'nemar Mordechai yatzel b'levush malchus tcheles v'chur. So he had 5 different chashava clothing, and Mordechai came from Binyamin. So that's what he was being merabes. Now I don't know how that's really answering the question. You know, he's still being nishal in that, but okay. So the Gemara says vayipo al tzavare Binyamin achiv. So it says that Yosef fell on the necks of Binyamin, his brother. So the Gemara asks, "Kama tzavar and havelu binyamin?" I mean, how many necks did he have already? Usually, a person has 1 neck. Amr Rabbi Lazar b'achal shnei mekachim she'asid liyis bechelka shel binyamin v'asidim l'charv. He was crying about the 2 bati mikdash that were going to be in the chelik of binyamin, and they were going to be destroyed. Ubinyamin b'achal tzavarav, and binyamin cried on his neck. And Yosef's neck. Bacha al Mishkan Shilay Shashalias Bechokash al Yosef. He cried about the Mishkan Shilay that was going to be in the Chaluk of Yosef and who was eventually going to be destroyed. Vihine Inechim Rais Vaine Yachi Binyamin. So your eyes saw and Aine Yachi Binyamin. Amr Abbas, he's split up. He's talking about the Shvatim and Aine Yachi Binyamin. Amr Belazar, Amr Lahem. Yosef said to the brothers, "Kashem shein belibi al binyamin achiz shalehoi b'mechirasi kach, b'mechirasi kach ein belibi aleichem." The same way I have no tightness on Binyamin, my brother, who was not even involved in the sale at all, so too I don't have any tightness on any of you. Kifi hamedaber aleichem, kifi kein libi, like my mouth, so is my heart. Meaning, he says kifi is just another way of saying kifi. That I don't have any titles on you. Ula'aviv shalach kezois asar chamarim noisim mituv Mitzrayim. And to his father, Yosef sent 10 donkey worse carrying stuff that from the best stuff of Mitzrayim. My mituv Mitzrayim. What does it mean from the best of Mitzrayim? Amr b'yamin bar yafes, Amr b'lazer, shalach l'yayin yashan. He sent them old wine. Shada zekeinim noichemenu. You know, older people like a good wine. So that's what he sent. That's what he sent Yaakov. So then his brothers went and they fell in front of him. Amar Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Haynu d'ami inchi. This is what people say. Tala be'idne sagile. That when a fox is at its time, you should bimachni yourself to him. Meaning, even though he's just a fox, when he's at his time, you should, you know, give him coven and be machnia. So the Gemara says, "Tala My bitzurus me'achava. What do you mean? His brother? You're comparing Yosef to the fox and the brothers to, you know, someone greater, you know, greater than the fox, stronger than the fox. How is he any less than his brothers? I mean, he's the ruler of Mitzrayim. He's everything. How can you say that he's just the fox? Eliyid marhochima. This is what I mean. This is where it's supposed to be learned. Vayishtachu Yisrael al roish hamita. That Yaakov bowed down to Yosef. So in the Ge'ah Yaakov, of course, Yosef is just the fox. That's what it's referring to when Yaakov bowed down to him. Amr b'Yavon bar Yefes, Amr b'Lazar. So continuing with the members of Rabbi Yavon bar Yefes, in the name of Rabbi Lazar. Talib inni sagidlei. Oh, I'm sorry. That's where Binyam ben Yafis and Rabbi Lezer is going on. Talib ben Isagile is going back on Vayishachis al Rosh Hamita. Fine. Vayinachim Aysam Vaydaber al Libam. Amr Binyam ben Yafis, Amr Rabbi Lezer. Melamed Sha'am Lahem Dvarim Shemeskal Malalev. We see from here that he said things that were Meskabel on their hearts. What did he say? He said like this, Uma Asar Neres, La Yachlu L'chabis Nerecha. Just so you have 10 Neres that are not able to be mechaba even one ner, meaning you 10 were not able to kill me. Ner echad, heichyachul chabas asar neres. You're nervous, and I'm going to go try and kill you now. If 10 of you weren't able to overcome me, how is it possible that one of me is going to overcome all 10 of you? Okay, laihudam oisa oyer v'simcha v'sasmikar. Now going back to the Megillah, so that's the pasuk that we all say together in the Megillah. Amar v'Yehuda oyra zu tayra. That the Yehudim were at Tyra, that Ira is Tyra. That Haman, one of the gzeres that Haman made, were that we're not allowed to learn Tyra. And after Haman died, then it was like Yehudim Isa Ira, that they were able to learn Tyra again. Lechainu Aymer, ki ner mitzvah v'tyra ar. Also, same thing, Ira is ner mitzvah v'tyra zar. Simcha is a yamtiv. When it says Simcha, that's referring to yamtiv. That they made themselves a yamtiv. Lechainu Aymer, samach l'bechagecha. Sasain zu mila. Sasain is also, which was mila, which is also another thing that Haman was geyser, not only yamtif, not only taira, but also mila. V'cheinu oimer on the sasain lechle mersecha, v'ikar elu tefillin, and also v'ikar is referring to tefillin. V'cheinu oimer v'ro kalami arski shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yiru mimecha. So same idea that it says over there that the Ami Aris will see that Hashem's name is written on you and they'll be scared from you. Now, how exactly does that tie into V'yikar meaning tefillin? Not sure. Okay, but this is also why, by the way, that we always we wear our tefillin when we hear the Megillah. Ves Parshan Dosa. So we're going through the different children of Binyamin. It says Ves Parshan Dasa, Aseres b'nei Haman. Amar Avada de Minyafei. Aseres b'nei Haman va'aseres tzarech l'min b'nishim achas. Aseres, the Aseres b'nei Yaman and Aseres, the word Aseres, has to be said in one breath. Now we also start from Chamesh Me'ayisish. Really. My time of... What's the reason? Kulu v'hadi adad yinefkan nir v'shem Messiah. Because they all died at the same time. Am Rabbi Yechanan. Vav d'vay zosa tzarech l'mimtocha b'zekifa. Ke mardia delivrais. So the vav v'vay zosa has to be very long. Hold on 1 second. Shaila, whether your guy is this next word, kamiradia deliveries. So he's saying that the vav has to be is a longer vav. If you look in the vav of Vayizasa. Okay. My taima. My taima kulu b'chad zekifa is dikifu, because they were all hung on one side, one below each other. Each one below each other, they're all hung on the same pole. Amr b'chanina bar Papa. Darish Reb Shila Ishkvar Tamra. So Kol HaShiris Kulan Nechtavis Ariach Al Gabi Levein Levein Al Gabi Ariach. All the Shiris that are written were written like bricks. So Ariach is a smaller brick, and Levena is a longer brick. So it would be a little bit and long, a little bit and long. Right? You've ever seen, like we see by Yaz Yasher, right? Is a little bit a smaller brick and then a longer brick, and like it looks like a much, you know, wall that's actually built, I guess built correct, you know, stronger. Has a small one and big ones. So they're all written Ariach Agabi Levena Levena Agabi Ariach Chutz Mishirazu Malchi Kenan Shariach Agabi Ariach Levena Agabi Ariach Levena. That and these shiras, the it's referring to the Aseres Bnei Haman that as a shira, that it's written like a riach on top of a riach. So the small ones on top of like two pillars, which is not as strong. My time is like tahitu kumen lemapalasim, so that when they fall, there is no bringing them back up. I mean, if you have a sturdy wall and like the top part falls down, okay, that's not that you can, you know, it's already half of it is still built, you know, you can rebuild it. But if it's just like lined up on one side or on the other side and it all falls down, that's not going to have a kima. Vayomer Melech l'Esther Malka b'Shushan Abir Hogo HaYehudim. So the Melech HaChashverosh said to Esther, b'Shushan Abir Hogo HaYehudim. Amr b'Vom Malamet Shabo Malach v'Satra Apiv. You see that a Malach came and hit him on his face. Hit him on his mouth. This is because it sounds like he's saying, he was giving her a little muster, like he was asking, okay, what else do you want? And she's like, well, I want this and this. He's like, what do you want? B'Shushan Abir Hogo HaYehudim already. So a Malach came and smacked him on the mouth. When she came in front of the king, she said, "Ima sefer Amar Amra mi bayle." Who's Amar? It's talking about Esther. It says she said. Amar v'yechnan Amar loy yoymer bepeh mashakasa bepeh. They said that you should say it bepeh mashakasa bepeh, meaning that you should read the Megillah. That the Megillah has to be written in front of you when you read it. It can't be read balpeh. Divrei Shalom v'Ames Amar B'Tachman v'Amila Amar Asim Lamer Shetzucha Sirtut Kamita Shel Taira. You see that the Megillah needs Sirtut. Right, the lines that we have in the Megillah had there needs Sirtut just like Taira. Well, Maimer Esther Kiyam, Maimer Esther in Divrei Tzaymais Lai. So the Maimer Esther they were Mekai, but not the. The Divrei Tzaymais, Amar Yechon, and Divrei Tzaymais and Maimer Esther Kiyama Purim Mela. No, both. The Tzaymais, the fasting, and Maimer Esther. Ki Mordechai HaYehudi Mishnah Malcha Chashverosh Vagodol HaYehudim V'Ratzel L'Revechov L'Revechov. That's the last pasuk of the Megillah that it says that Mordechai was the Mishnah Malach, and he was Gadol HaYehudim V'Ratzel L'Revechov. Most of his brothers liked him, I guess. So the Rai Vechov, he says, most brothers, v'loy l'kol achav. So most of his brothers, but not all of his brothers. Malame shepirshim and mixas Sanhedrin. You see that some of the Sanhedrin separated themselves from Mordechai. Once he got too close to the king, they already separated themselves. Amar of Yosef, gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Hatzalas Nefashis. We see that Talmud Torah is greater than Hatzalas Nefashis. The Meikara Chashav Leil Mordechai Boser Dalet. The beginning, before Mordechai got involved with Hatzalas Nefashis of saving Klal Yisrael, he was listed fourth. And then after the whole Maisa, he was listed fifth. Ksivet says Sherboim Zerubbabel. Pasuk says that they came with Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Siraya, Re'eloya, Mordechai, Bolshan. So you see, Mordechai is listed there, number four. I'm sorry, did I skip? After four, right? So he's number five after four. And the next time it says, there he was listed after five. Right, okay. So this is right. The first time he's listed actually number five, and the next time he's number six. Amarav v'yitem Rav Shmuel bar Martha. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So Talmud Torah is even greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It calls Man Shabaruch Ben Nerya Kayim, that as long as Baruch Ben Nerya was alive, Lahinichu Ezra va'Allah. Ezra never left Baruch Ben Nerya, who was his Rebbe, to go build the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that Talmud Torah is greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz of Aim. Because all those years that Yaakov was by Aver, and he ran away from Esav, he wasn't punished for those years. Mar says, Why does the Torah count the years of how long Shmuel lived? Who cares? Yishmael was a Rasha. Why would they say how old he is? Well, the reason is that we wanted to tell you the years of Yaakov. The pasuk says, "Ve'ela shnei chay Yishmael." These are the years of Yishmael. Ma'ashanu shloishim shana v'sheva shana. 137 years old. That's how old Yishmael was when he died. Kama kashas Yishmael miYitzchak. How much older was Yishmael than Yitzchak? Arbeiser shnin. Yishmael was older than Yitzchak 14 years. Avram ben Shmoinim Shana v'Sheish Shana below this Hagas Yishmael. Avram was 86 years old when he had Yishmael. Avram uksiv Avram ben Ma'ash Shana b'Valois Yitzchak. So he was 86 when he had Yishmael, you know, and he was 100 when he had Yitzchak. That's 14 year difference. Uksiv Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana below this Hagasam. That also says that Yitzchak was 60 years old when he had Yaakov and Esau. Listen, how old was Yishmael when Yaakov was born? Right? So Yitzchak was 60, which would mean that Yishmael is 14 years older, which is 74. So how much is left from his years to live? 63. Ben Shishim Shalosh Shana, and when the time that Yaakov left his father, he was 63 years old. Ubay beperek meis Yishmael. In that time, Yishmael died. Dechziv ayar Esav ki barech, vayelach Esav Yishmael vikach smachalas mas bas Yishmael achos Nevayis. And Esav went and took the daughter of Yishmael, the sister of Nevayis. Mimash b'shenemer bas Yishmael. Now, it says the daughter of Yishmael. So if Nevayis was also Yishmael's daughter, Nevayis was Yishmael's son, then obviously it was the sister of Nevayis. Why does it have to say that? Smasha that Yishmael was Mekadesh, his daughter, Machalas, to Esav, and then Yishmael died, v'hisiya Nevayis achia. And then the brother ended up really taking her to the Nesuin. Shitin Utlas, so now we have 63 years, and then how many years was he by Varbesar Ad Mesal Yosef? So now it was 63 years, and then 14 years until Yosef was born. Hashivim v'shiva, that's 77. Uksiv, v'Yosef ben Shloishim Shana v'amdef ne'pare. And then it says that Yosef was how old when he stood in front of Pare? 30 years old, so that's 77. And 30, ha'mea v'shiva. So that's 107. Shav the Shiva Vitarti Kafna. And then you have seven of the good years and two of the famine. What is that? Hamea Vishitzer. So now that's 116. Uksiv, Vayomer Paral Yaakov, Kami Meshne Chayakov, Am Yaakov Apari, Yemeshne Migurai Shloishim Mashana. And so it was 116 years. And then Yaakov, so that's according to the Cheshbon. And what happened? Pari asked Yaakov, how old are you? And he said, he's 130. 130? May have a shitzin happen. He was 100, we just made the Cheshbon. He was 116. Must be that those 14 years that he went to Beis Aver, he did not count as part of the Cheshbon. So you have to add 14 years, and that gives you 130. So that's how we know that Yaakov made a stop over at Shem Aver. The Tanya, how Yaakov Beis Aver Mutman Arba Eser Shana. Yaakov was by Beis Aver for 14 years. Arba Eser Shana. Aver Meis La'achar Sheyard Yaakov Avinu La'aram Naraim. And then Aver died once Yaakov went down to Aram Naraim. Shtei Shanim. Shavash Arba Eser Shana La'achar Sheyard. Okay. Yatsumisham Ubala the Ramnaraim. So then 2 years and then when he came to Ramnaraim. Nimsa Kisham and Al Ber ben Shivim Sheva Shana. So it comes out when he went to the Be'er, he was 77 years old. Okay. Umanalan delay manish. So how do we know that he was not punished? Natanya Nimsa Yosef Shapirish me of Esther Mishtaim Shana. So it says that because we have a Bryce that says that Yosef had to stay away from his father. He was pierced from his father 22 years. Kishem Shapirish Yaakov in Aviv the same amount of time that Yaakov was pierced from his father. Those same 22 years. So where says the Yaakov Talasim Shitim Habi? What do you mean Yaakov was away from his father for 36 years? Ella our base of the Habi Beis Aver Lechashav Lehu. So it must be that those 14 years that he was by Beis Aver, he did not get punished for. So whatever, because whatever time Yosef was punished from his father, that was the same time Yaakov got punished. So you see that was not Saif. So you see that those 14 years he was not punished. Whereas Saif, the base Lavan Esem Shnin Havin. Lamai said at the end of the day he was only by Lavan 20 years. What do you get 22 years for? So what's 22 years? Elam Mishum Deishtayev Orcha Tartin Shnin. No, the reason is that on his way back he hung around on the road for 2 years. The Tanya Yotzam Aram Narayim Ubala the Sukkos Vasa Sam Shmar Nasa Chodesh. That he was from Aram Narayim to Sukkos, he was there for 18 months. Shenamar v'Yakov nasa Sukkosa, v'even le'bayis umlekne asa Sukkos. Ubeis El asa shisha chadashim v'hikrav zvachim. And Beis El, he was there for 16 months. So I'm sorry, 6 months. So 18 and 6 is 24, and that would equal the 2 years that he was on the road. That's why he got punished for 22 years.